A hot debate over the ownership of a spicy Asian condiment has sent social media in a frenzy over food, culture, heritage, and business. We're talking about the trademark battle David Chang has been spearheading to protect his brand. He's the celebrity chef and founder of the Momofuku Restaurant Group. And the backlash against what many call a bullying tactic has been swift. Stephanie Tsai picks up the topic in a conversation recorded earlier.
Whatever you call it, chili crisp, chili crunch, this stuff has been a staple in a lot of Asian kitchens for generations, including my own. David Chang's Momofuku Chili Crunch is a relatively new player, introduced in store shelves just a few years ago. However, his company acquired the trademark for the name Chili Crunch. That means other brands that use Chili Crunch can be found liable for trademark violations. And in fact, some makers of Chili Crisp have received cease and desist letters. For more on this sizzling topic, I'm joined by James Park, who's written a whole cookbook featuring Chili Crisp. James, welcome to the NewsHour. I apologize in advance for all the puns that will inevitably come out in this conversation. Describe the reaction you've been hearing to Momofuku's legal moves here. Is it fair to say there's an uproar?
Absolutely. This has been quite a hot topic in the past few days, and the backlash since the news broke has been quite intense. And the community has been a little bit disappointed and also hurt by this action because Momofuku has been a pioneer and a leader of this Asian food and product in the ever-growing chili crisp category and market. And because he's going after smaller makers that are often operated by just one or a few people, they're calling him even a trademark bully because they're targeting smaller people who don't have a capital or team to fight against this action.
And what impacts are the makers of Chili Crisp really worried about? Are they worried Momofuku Chili Crunch will gain too much market share? Are they worried they'll actually be put out of business if they have to change their names or fight a legal fight?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I think they're worried about one particular brand might dominate the market because they have all the money and lawyer team to fight against. But also, I think the small makers are feeling a little bit discouraged and intimidated to go against a big company because they don't know they will be the next target or they don't know their business will be out of the action. And also, they are worried about not having the creative freedom to describe a product that they're really excited, and naming a product can be crucial for the marketing and the introduction to the category.
Okay, for people who don't use Chili Crisp, and you're the expert, what's a Western equivalent that can illustrate what a pantry staple this is in Asian kitchens?
Yeah, it's such an important pantry staple, especially in my kitchen and many Asian Americans. Think of it more as a hot sauce and sriracha. It's really, really versatile. And even though it started as a condiment, just only as a finishing touch, they are used more nowadays as a part of a cooking and marinade and seasoning. And in my cookbook, there are so many recipes that are really changing the ideas of Chili Crisp can be so much more than just a finishing condiment. And it's an easy way to add spice, flavors, and also textures that's different from hot sauces. It's really, really unique and very important in many Asian culture and flavors.
And some might say it would be like trademarking mustard or ketchup, but Momofuku, David Chang, they do own the trademark. They have every right, one would say, to enforce their trademark, especially since larger companies like Trader Joe's have created a very similar condiment. Why isn't David Chang given any allowance here by his critics?
Yeah, I think it would have been a very different story if they went for a much larger businesses. But I think the reason why the company is getting so much of a bad backlash is because the community felt this level of betrayal from him and his company. They were creating a path for other Asian entrepreneurs to create a product that's getting more popular. And just seeing someone that has already created a path targeting their own community rather than cultivating and try to uplifting this market is feeling more of a negative and betrayal feeling.
Now, I did some research, and Chang's company did purchase the trademark rights from a Denver-based company called Chili Colonial, which already owned the name Chili Crunch. Some might say at least now an Asian chef owns it. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, so, I mean, Chili Crunch is also, that brand is also started as a Mexican chili, which we call salsa matcha. And as you can see it, it's not only just an Asian product, it also exists in Mexican cuisine. And it is just it's another evidence that shows how universal this condiment is. And it should never be really capitalized or dominated by one brand.
Hmm. What is this food fight and the ability to trademark a phrase as general and multicultural, you say, as Chili Crunch portend for other corporate branding battles?
Yeah, if a general descriptive term like this gets approved, it opens up this dangerous Pandora box of brands and people try to claim their like other cultural products. Jing Gao, who is the CEO of Fly by Jing, recently withdrew their application to trademark their term Sichuan Chili Crisp because there has been enough awareness and cultural movement that are about creating that product. And it doesn't have to work as a way to protect the term. And I know that based on this, other terms like Italian chili crisp is also pending for trademark. And if this action gets approved, who knows whether there'll be other 5-4 Korean chili crisp or Filipino chili crisp. And something that should be used to celebrate the culture is just turning into a battle of who can acquire a term that's going to make more money. And it's just not a way to celebrate this original marginalized community product that people are creating for passion and their love.
James Park, author of the cookbook Chili Crisp, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.